All right, Juanito, Juanito, can you hear me, Juanito?
I can hear you, Nino. I can hear you all the way from the other side of the planet. I can hear you without
Okay, I
even
gotta
raising your
say,
voice.
this is okay. So I, this is just getting, it's starting to get really bumpy now. It feels like things are going to get really turbulent. I feel as we're coming into Memorial Weekend, I'm kind of like, man, a little sketchy to travel, but I'm gonna do it anyway. But I think things are getting a lot more intense and it's escalating. And what came out today was Biden gave direct orders to do the unthinkable, I have to say like that, to Mr. T during the Mar-a-Lago raid. So let's be very vague on that. We just did a video for Nino's Corner.tv. That's there right now. I'll be putting it up. Well, I'll put it up at like the next right when I get off of here with you. But that was solid gold. Thank you for that interview. It was awesome. But you were going to get a place across the street because you knew they were getting a plan. They were going getting ready to do something along those lines. Correct, Juanito? So you.
Yeah, we had options. We had more than one situation. If you recall back in that window for about 8 weeks prior to that particular event that they're talking about now, I had given you kind of an inside scoop on what was planned and what the FBI had people there in place, ready to go, tuned up on, and had them there during that period of time with orders, instructions, the whole smear. They worked through the specific logistics of what that picnic trip was going to look like and what they were going to be doing or capable of doing. I don't think anybody else in that exact window had any of that knowledge. I mean, did you
No,
hear it from
yeah,
anybody else?
you called the gut punch even a year or so before, even longer than that. And I know you were at Mar-a-Lago quite often, and you even said like, I may have to get up. I'm probably going to get a place across the street to get a bird's eye view about of what is about to go down. Obviously, it went down, and you're saying the main objective of this raid was for the football, right? And we're not talking about NFL football, but for the for a football, correct?
Well, of course, that was part of the contention. It was never handed off
Right.
because you didn't have a normal
You know, I know.
end to one term and beginning of the other. And by the way, Nino, I think we did a great show. We actually did it twice to be able to put it
We're fluff
over
too.
here on FluffTube. Your people rejected both of them, and I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know how much more, generic we can get on any of this stuff than either of those. And your guys rejected and said, "Now it'll get us taken off the air."
Yeah.
So, and I was trying really hard. So I don't
So was
know,
I.
what the value of these guys are at some level. The only other thing I would say, though, Nino, the stuff that's coming, you've got 70 people being monitored in, a particular place, stateside here. How are we going to refer to this next variation?
It's gonna be.
I kind of kid about it, but
I'm gonna be walking a tightrope, Juanito. That's why I got to be very careful because there's a
well,
lot
and
of
so I'm
normies
asking
on
a
here.
question. I'm asking a question. So here's my question. Let's start thinking about it now. They want to flood us do something here again shortly. So what's the term we're going to agree on? I mean, it's kind of a comedy sketch, but I like cars. Are we going to call, because this next one has feathered creatures associated with it. Going to call it the Firebird? We going to call it the Sunbird? We going to call it the Thunderbird?
Yeah.
We can call it the Thunder Turd. I don't know.
Do you see this absolutely coming? I mean, do you think this is the narrative they're going to pick? I mean, Mr. T came out and talked against it. He made a mess. He gave a message speaking out against it, getting ahead of the narrative. But do you think this is the play they're going to make, or are just all bets are off? They're going to do whatever.
It's one of several.
Okay.
You know, as I said in the scripture, when Job came into his time of testing, it's like the devil gets everything lined up in a row and all ready to go. And then he hits the big red button. He doesn't do it haphazardly. And so in Job, when he was going to test Job, try to take him down, a messenger came to tell him what happened to his livestock and fields. While that messenger was still speaking, the next messenger showed up all out of breath. Here's what just happened some other part of his estate. And then the last one showed up while the second one was still speaking. Here's what happened to your family. All of his business, he was probably the wealthiest person on the planet, is what's implied at the time. And he was taken down to nothing. And then even his health was taken. We're coming into, as I've said, a near-death type of experience for America and for many other countries. The stuff that we have out there right now implicates, the way people pick their fearless leaders in 71 countries as having not gotten the will of the people done. And so we're not just dealing with it here in America, which I'm not in America right now, but it's going to affect the whole world. And that's why I say even with these events, there's events happening in, the Matrix that are going to rock the pond. And, you have an earthquake and you see the pool sloshing the water over the sides, things like that. We talked about that over on what we wanted to talk about earlier, and that your guys said we couldn't publish. But people just need to be, aware it's all coming. And then, by the way, if you can't talk, in these social media areas without the most coded of conversation, Chevrolet has an SUV called the Colorado. And so maybe we got to call this next one the Colorado, because that's where it's happening. Or maybe we got to call it, because of course that's 0.0 now for what they're, monitoring as though a big breakout's going to come here in the country. What are we going to call it, this stuff? We can't have an honest conversation. Yeah, and all the entities.
Yeah, but I do. I'm doing a pretty damn well good job. I mean, with what I've
been. You're still there. You get it with other stuff. So you don't want to drop this. I mean, I don't want to see it get it knocked down. We can talk about fun, fluffy stuff. Go over to JenniferMack.com and advertise where we're going and how we feel to the people around you. Get a book and throw it on the coffee table. Get a jacket and by the way, a lot of people are buying jackets to go to the rallies this summer
No, you got some really cool stuff on there, but I really do like this stuff.
Did we sent you, I think we sent you the Punisher one, didn't we? The black one?
No.
Or do you only have, okay, you've got the mayor. I'll ask Jen to send you, somebody.
I got a lot of your gear, Juanito. I'm a fan, right?
It is fun, but you use it for a conversation piece.
Yeah,
you make a statement. So if they won't let us say it in places they control, we say it in places they don't control, where we show up.
Well, let me just run some headlines by you, because I know we talked about a lot of stuff. Obviously, the Joe Biden stuff about using deadly force. The RNC headquarters in D.C. is on lockdown. Hazmat team is on the scene. Have you heard this, Juanito?
Well, remember, the very last act that Mr. T did in the hours before he left D.C., that last 120 or so hours, was signed the procedures that were to be followed if governance could not continue for any reason because of say a something being released there in DC or some form of contamination or something. So somewhere in here, I believe that that actually is exactly what happens. And the plan was always to have the bug out location for Washington, D.C. being Colorado up there at the airport, which is
Denver, Colorado airport. Yeah, that's a very sinister place. I feel I don't like it. I don't like the energy there.
Well,
the
look where the
red eyes.
Look where the orientation is for the monitoring for the Firebird car problem.
Oh, really? They're doing it there in Colorado.
That's where
the 70 people are being monitored. Yeah.
Right. Right. So that's pretty bizarre. And, there's other things going on. We had the World Economic Forum is stepping down. His
Klaus
family's
Schwab.
Over there. So,
you're saying that he's not going to be completely out of the picture, right?
No, he'll still be around. So it's not like he, but you do have to be aware of the fact that, there's a reshuffling there that happens all the time where, new players are brought into various places and old players, move on.
Speaking of new players, have you seen this or have you heard of this? Three of Speaker House Mike Johnson's top staffers have just resigned abruptly.
Well, I will tell you this. In fact, I wanted to take a nap earlier, but I've been on the phone all afternoon, evening on several stuff. Not the big one that most people would be excited about, but there's a number of arrests that have happened in an oddball location, and the investigation is really widening out. And so I was reviewing some of that with people, and it's on subject matter that everybody in this audience would just get lit up instantly about. Look at what's happening in Hollywood and the revelations coming out of there. Just stunning. Well, similar stuff involving younger ages. There's overtones there and in this other situation that I've been on the horn about. And from a place that has more of a music history than a movie history.
Okay.
And that's going to get a lot of people's attention as it builds out the rest of the way.
So
and,
that's
and
not
people
out
are
yet,
talking.
But it's not out yet.
Barely.
Can
but,
we talk about it on .TV?
I think at some point here shortly, probably a couple weeks out. I don't want to get ahead of
is it, but
what's
it's
going
big.
On.
You're saying it's big.
I think based on the conversation I've had this afternoon, even it's way bigger than anybody has really dialed in. And one of the people that came
bigger
out
than Diddy.
Whoa. Yeah. A couple thousand times. I will say this. There's a person that is right there from your state that I have a lot of respect for. She's out. She was in the Reagan administration. But she went up and spent about a week reviewing the materials. And she chided the people involved that they're just not thinking big enough. This is all stuff that this person uncovered the tentacles of it years ago, but she didn't have some of the connections that we have now. And then she was reviewing auditing really where they're at and just said, oh, you got it. You have absolutely got it. This is so big. And so I personally felt very comfortable that, we had other pretty cool people with a well-known history within this community that concurred on what was being discussed and found and like that. So, you know, and of course, the stuff on other subjects that we covered in the stuff that's over behind the scenes on your back channel.
Well, I got
mean,
a couple
we got
more.
Nation and state level stuff. So it's coming, man. We're there. You know, enjoy the respite of the weekend.
Well, hold on, Juan. There's a couple more things I want to read here. China or
Okay.
Iran may be planning to contaminate U.S. drinking water during an outbreak of war. So now they're saying that our treatment facilities across the country. So EPA is inspecting water treatment facilities across the country to address vulnerabilities to cyber attacks that could recalibrate chemical quantities to lethal levels in our water. But they're going to blame, you know, who? But I mean,
yeah, that's exactly who they're going to blame.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to, yeah. And all right. So this is all, I've already heard Detroit right now has like the worst water in the country. And
it does. That's been an ongoing problem for quite a while. Yeah.
I
will tell you, you know,
I know El Paso has bad water too.
Well, no, I'll tell you, everybody here needs to kind of think about this. I had a situation, somebody pretty close to me about 20 years ago. And the neighbor ended up having a problem, had to have their gallbladder out. Then a person down the street, same kind of problem, had to have the gallbladder out. And then this person had a son, and they get him in there. Yeah, got to take the gallbladder out. And I was hearing that. I was like, didn't you say the neighbor was in 6 months ago and then the other one is in last year? Yeah, now that you mention that, I forgot about that. I don't really know them that well. They start comparing notes. It says, you better get your water checked. They check the water, and there's some type of a fluke parasite that's in their water supply. They had a small water district.
Jeez.
And they were neighbors on one of my properties, you know, half a mile away. And so I never, just because it's my practice, used the water at that location. I had my own water supply.
Juanito,
and
let me
I,
cut.
I knew there was a problem. I just sensed it. And sure enough, the water had, there was, you started looking, and everybody on that whole water line, which was like 4 or 5 miles, had problems. They shut it down. They told everybody you got to boil and blah, blah, blah. People need to be aware of just how serious that can be. And
let me cut for a break real quick, Juanito. I got to read this mid-roll.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay. All right.
All right. And you need this, Juanito, by the way. I think you should try this. Okay. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever, folks. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve the pain. And safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opiate crisis, and you may have been affected yourself. And that's where the pioneering medical scientist comes in. Clint Winters, you may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Canolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get your full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. It works, folks. As you read this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever of choice for the UFC. And I take it, and I love this stuff. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. The way it does this scientifically is pretty outstanding. It's pretty amazing. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It was like all my daily aches and pains just went away. My back, my neck, my joints, my neck and my back all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make you feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news is Canolidine has no documented side effects, folks, after years of private testing. Hear me when I say this. Canolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. I love this stuff. So whatever you do, make sure you click on the link below and check out the Clint's amazingly informative report on how Canolidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Canolidine product in the world for less than $1 a day, $1 a day. Hit the link below, folks. Get started on this. Canolidine. It's where you want to. I use it. I have a lot of stuff I'm using. So, Juan, Russia's saying
hold on a second, Nino. Here's what we should do. We should go ahead and take out the quad and go jump some dunes and the whole schmear. I know where all my
I wanted to take you out. I wanted to take you. It's a dune buggy. With age comes the cage, Juanito. I don't ride quads.
Yeah, then we could go ahead and we can take the stuff and we can test it and see how it is, because I know what my limits are, right?
I know my limits. I haven't gone out dune surfing in a while. I gotta take my buggy to get work done. I'm gonna do that probably. You know what? I might take it today. That reminds me. I have to take it. So it's just a pain in the ass to put it on the trailer, hook up the trailer. It like takes a whole chunk of your day out. But anyway, Juanito, let's talk about Russia.
All right.
Tactical nukes. Ukraine, they're saying that they're going to start a tactical nuclear weapon drill near Ukraine, just as you've said.
Well, it's already happening. It's not going to happen. They're coordinating with Belarus, who they gave nukes to back at the beginning of this whole thing. Russia's making it very clear that if NATO's going to come in and join in Ukraine to back up, the Ukrainian forces, then they're not just going to take it on the nose forever. They will, if they're in danger of actually losing ground, or, they've lost. Look, Russia's got 100,000 plus seriously injured by their own accounts. Others say it's closer to 250,000 and dead, depending on which sources you're talking to, because they don't put it out. On the low side, 45,000 and maybe 100,000 dead. They can't take that forever. The Russian people are actually livid. A lot of them, that Putin hasn't just turned Kiev and other places to glass, as opposed to sacrificing their youngsters in this stupid war. So, and Putin doesn't feel that he had any right, any ability not to do this because of the these guys. Okay, tell him to take it out.
All right, it's all right. I want to end this with one fun question.
Okay.
There's a guy up in, I don't know if he's in Tennessee or where he is, Bob Joyce. Have you heard of this preacher?
Of course.
Is that Elvis?
No.
Okay.
No, and I actually had...
so why is it...
Really?
Well, a lot of people believe he's Elvis. I wanted to go and like... go see for myself. I was willing to make the trip, so I don't need to make the trip.
No,
I don't believe he's Elvis. But a lot of people do, man. A lot of my friends and people that I find very credible think that he is, and I think he looks. This guy looks like he's in his. He looks very young. I think Elvis would be 90 now if he was alive, right? Yeah. So
I will tell you that he does a beautiful job. And a very enjoyable personality and a lot of fun. So, but we have enough real stuff here that we're in the thick of that. I think we keep our focus. The one thing I will say, Nino, is that we're switching out of some of the things that were more fun and games. I mean, popcorn required for what's going on and going to go on here shortly. But within the zone, things are, you've got a nice holiday weekend coming up, enjoy it. But the sloshing in the tub is going to get, more and more radical all summer long. And there's a lot of serious fronts that people, we have kind of a MASH humor in the MASH TV show. Guys that actually were in that war know that It was very trying, very gripping. I mean, I had a friend that lost a couple of fingers due to frostbite in that conflict. And he didn't have any patience for the show. He understood it, but it was serious business to him. And we had other shows, you know, Hogan's Heroes and things like that, McHale's Navy, and guys need a chance to laugh at some of the stuff that happens. But it's a little bit fresh right now.
It's
We're
nail
about
biting.
to go into very serious, compelling stuff. As I've said, a near-death experience for the country. I'm in a bit more of a measured, somber moment here.
So you're saying this is the pause before. We're entering the pause before the storm.
We're in a storm at some level, but at the end of the day, nothing like what's about to happen. We're on the verge of a constitutional crisis of unimaginable proportions, stuff that we've talked about in the
All
other
right,
channels.
Let's go to .tv and talk about it there, Juan. Let's end it here.
Well, and all I want to say, Nino, is that that's why it's painful to me that we have to do that, because I know some people are stretched.
All right.
You do a tremendous service doing what you're doing. You work hard at it. You earn your keep. Those that can, that, you know, give you a little support, it's a beautiful thing.
Thanks, Juanito.
You know, so I, but, you know, I think prayer required is a little more somber for me, because I'm seeing stuff at a different level. And I'm out at, you know, interesting places. I try to pace myself, but behind the scenes, the things that are happening, the conversations that I'm in daily, you know, I've got a very hectic schedule literally for the next 2+ months, and we're trying to count hours between different things. You know, can we get another hour here? Can we get another hour there? And I got other people that are in the same boat, and they're having to trim stuff. It's a very serious moment. Have some fun. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the people around you. But be sensitive also that for a lot of the people, it's not fun and games. We got the situation I mentioned to you before that we've mentioned on the back channel, and it's not public. I'm not even going to tell you precisely even there in the back channel. But, you know, that it couldn't be more gripping. And so it's not all fun and games. We're in a serious moment. Prayer required. And, you know, go get some
all
silver
right,
if you can. Hang out.
Thank you. All right, folks, go to thejennifermack.com. Support Juanito there. And all right, Juan, I'll see you on the back.
Yeah. And I, you know, by the way, I don't need support. I just, if we have that for people to enjoy.
It's fun, yeah.
Make sure they get the stuff they need to get by what's coming. If they got a little extra and they want to do some trolling or whatever.
Also,
bad
folks,
guys or friends, you know.
Get your Patriot supply down below, too. There's buckets of food.
Yeah.
All right, Juanito, thank you.
All right, bro. Talk soon.